This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresson and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. It's Grievance Tuesday in New California. And there will be grievances read throughout the land. Grievance 19. So for all of you Islamic terrorists, it's that day for New California. 19. Grievance 19, and guess what? It's a doozy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a doozy. So I'm sure you're all going to be anxious for that. The printed copy actually goes up after this show. It'll be up for your perusal, and I'm already getting some press inquiries about it because we did leak it. Yes, we leaked it. We admittedly leaked it. It went out this morning at 5 o'clock to the major outlets, and we've been getting some play off of this one. It's pretty obvious. We will shut up. Well, maybe not. We'll see. We'll just see how this goes. You know what I mean? Should I stay or should I go? I guess that's just the big question, isn't it? I think I'm going to, maybe read some excerpts of it. so that all of you kind of understand where we're coming from here on Agenda 21 Radio and New California State. Visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. We have all the news and information, also the latest county count, 43 counties and counting. We have some stabilization going on. We're going to be releasing a news story about what happened at the last meeting so that we understand everybody and everybody gets the clue that what we're doing with our county committees and so on and where we're going. And by the way, it looks more and more every single day that there's going to be no question about it. New California is going to come into existence. By the way, the 20th and 21st, we're going to have our first convention. And it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be laying down the groundwork for the Constitution. So anyway, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and meetings. Check it out. There's a whole bunch of things to see on the website. Town halls are coming up. We're waiting. We have some delay in getting some of our town halls up. They're ready to go. We just have to get some communications going on. A lot of things happening, and I hope that you'll understand. Probably by after the reading today and then this afternoon, we'll get into things. This is kind of like a lifestyle, this New California thing. There's nothing like it, I can tell you that much. I just have to say that I'm so blessed, though, with all the people I've been able to talk to from around the nation and even parts of the world that are watching and following what we're doing in New California. Now, right now, we kind of had a down swing in terms of what we're, in terms of the publicity, in terms of the media, the election, the first, and that's understandable. Look, we are not competing with an election, and right now there's a primary election, and just next week, it's going to be kind of set a week from today. There's going to be voting going on, so we're not into that. That's not what New California is all about. So, yes, we are taking the proper stance, kind of backing off, doing the things we need to do to gird our, that means strengthen, like girders, strengthen our county committees, which is what we're doing. And, boy, we're having some fabulous things going on. One of the things, of course, is this convention that's going to happen in July 20th and 21st. And the other part of it is going to be what's been happening with Constitution, setting up our assembly members, and setting up our senators. Those are things that definitely are falling into place. Plus, this whole thing that panned out this morning, that's why we put the brakes on the radio show, actually, when information came out about what was going on with Donald Trump and some of the things he's doing, stopping the sale of the Port of Long Beach. And then, of course, news and information coming out about pension systems, sort of premature. And all of a sudden we realize, oh, my God, that's what Chris Street's been talking about for months now, if not years, about the debt. It's happening. Wow. So we called him, brought him on in the first hour, the last, caught him and said, look, I'll come on right now. So we got him to come on for the first half of the first hour, and the second half of the first hour and the first half of the second hour. There you go. Figure that one out, radio personalities. That's how the cow ate the economic cabbage, and we got a lot of mileage out of the conversation with Chris. He explained the whole thing about what was going on with the Port of Los Angeles, and also about Donald Trump and his negotiation styles, and some very, very interesting points of fact about what's going on with the economic collapse of California. And any, quote, downturn affects big time your pension. So PERS and STIRS, people get ready. And we also played that out to the story that came out from CBS about what's going on nationally with pensions and how pensions are going to go starving. And then we threw up the scenario to Chris about that article that came out by the University of Harlan, I think it is, University of Tennessee, about the formation of New California and how it could happen, the scenario being. And Chris said, absolutely, 110%. So you can get that article. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio right now. And also on New California. Actually, go to newcaliforniastate.com. It's in the lead article in the news section of New California State. What it would be like in the formation of a new state of California, New California, a la West Virginia style. It's a very, and I said to Chris, I said, this is a very realistic possibility. He says, absolutely, it's a very realistic possibility. And so that brings up the food for thought that I've got going on. I got to look at my clock, but my clock is not, what's going on with my computers? Over the weekend, Of course, I didn't spend a lot of time on the way. I purposely stepped away from the computers. Because you know when you got five of them staring at you for the radio show every day, and sometimes we pump it up to seven, it gets to be a little bit dicey. But I put the question to Chris about this situation of New California being formed, and Donald Trump actually playing a big role in that. He says, absolutely, it's a real possibility. This is something that you're... And then he talks about how we have been planning now in advance for these types of inevitabilities, which is exactly where we're at. Now, you know, like he said, which is interesting, it's the first time he said it, and I've been saying it all along, but it's the first time he said it and meant it, basically, on the show here. You could pick up the podcast on agenda21radio.news about this whole last 2.5 hours. But he said it. He said, you've got to be prepared. And he said, we have done the right thing by speeding up and advancing our time frame that what we've wanted so that we can be prepared in the inevitability of what might happen with Donald Trump stepping in. And I said that I think this is very important. And I think it's very important for people to comprehend this. If Donald Trump can pull off this Korean War thing, the end of the Korean War, that's what this is about. Let's not minimize this enough. And this is perfect on Memorial Day. And I gave my tribute to my father-in-law, who was a Marine Corps veteran of Chosun in Vietnam, three tours, might add, about how I found out I was going to be a grandfather for the first time, standing right in front of the Korean War Memorial in Washington, D.C. on the Mall. If Donald Trump can pull this off, why do you think he wouldn't pull off California? New California.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill national pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Set to release a major opinion, and that's not the only one also on the docket, the fate of President Trump's travel ban and your religious rights.
Okay, so here to break it all down for us, tell us why it's important to you and your family, our Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Good morning.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning.
The union case, I think, is very important and will touch a lot of people. It may actually affect taxes in the states. There are many states, New Jersey, Illinois, where if you work for the government, you are forced to join the union, whether you want to join or not. So let's say you pay $2,000 a year in union dues, $500 of it goes to support political candidates that you disagree with. You can designate where that $500 goes to, but you still have to join the union, you still have to send them the $2,000, and you're being forced to associate with people with whom you choose not to associate. The Constitution says freedom of association, it also means the right not to associate. So if this case goes the way it appeared it would go in the oral argument, which is against the unions, you will see a radical reduction in the power of labor unions in the public workforce. Mm. We're not talking about labor unions for private corporations. We're talking about labor unions that raise the cost of operating government, which raises taxes.
What do you think is going to happen? How are they going to vote?
I think they're going to go 5-4 in favor of the challengers. The challenger here is a very courageous and lonely, because nobody else in Illinois is with him, Republican governor of Illinois. I think he's going to win. And once this is challenged, then the power of the unions will shrink, the cost that they impose on the government will be reduced, and taxes can go down.
And Judge, guess what? I think the unions agree. They think they're likely to lose. They're already starting a campaign.
Yes.
To, hey, stay with us. Stay in the union. Make the choice.
Think about it. If the union is a good thing, and some unions are, they should attract you to them by the benefits and services they offer, not by the force of law. You will join or you can't have your job. That's the law in Illinois.
Also on the list today, religious liberty. What's going on there?
Okay, well, that's the birthday cake, the masterpiece birthday cake, Colorado case. So a same-sex couple, same-sex couple wants a wedding cake, and a Christian baker says, I don't believe in same-sex marriages. I'm not going to bake you this cake. I'll suggest a place you can go to. It's not very far from here. They'll bake you a cake just as nice as that. Well, no, we want you to bake it. We want to force you to do it. State of Colorado forced them to bake the cake. They challenged it. We'll see what the Supreme Court says. Can Colorado force you to do business with people you don't want to do business with? Or does your religious liberty, your religious views, this is a practice with which I disagree, trump the ability of the state to tell you how to
work? Judge, how does that differ from race? I don't want to serve you because you're Asian or white.
Very great challenge, Brian. When the government started telling people who you had to do business with, where is that going to end? That is the argument in favor of the state of Colorado.
How about the travel ban that's up on the docket?
I don't think that's going to come out this week, because the Chief Justice has, like Mr. Kilmeade, a flair for the dramatic. And this is the case of the year. I think it's going to come out the last day, which is 4 weeks from yesterday, June 25th. It is, of course, the famous travel ban. There are many of them. This is the one decision
that will affect all of them.
Right.
Which one are they challenging? His initial travel ban or the second or third iteration?
The first one's gone. The second one's gone. It's the third.
The third one.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. This is the one that was upheld by some of the lower courts.
I got it. Thanks.
Okay, that's Judge Napolitano, who likes New California, might it? Okay, so the big thing, though, that happened is that, and many of you will applaud this, I do. I absolutely applaud it. But and this is, I got to apologize. I'm apologizing for Fox News. They don't seem to have quite their scripting act together. Okay, my phone, I got to turn my phone off, of course. I'm getting communiques from my listeners right now. Anyway, this is a particular important article. The title, listen to the title. listen to the title here about what we have going on. It says, Supreme Court allows Arkansas to enforce anti-abortion pill law. Okay, now, it says the Supreme Court on allowed, that doesn't make sense, the Supreme Court allowed Arkansas to enforce a law restricting medication abortions, rejecting an appeal from Planned Parenthood affiliates in the state. Okay, I think this is a big one. This the court refused to hear it. That's the key thing. The court refused to hear this. It says Planned Parenthood had asked the high court to review an appeals court ruling on the abortion pill rules and reinstate a lower court order that had blocked them from taking effect. The law in question says doctors who provide abortion pills must hold a contract with another physician who has admitting privileges at a hospital and would agree to handle and treat complications. So that's what it hinged on. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals had reversed a court order blocking enforcement of the law, but put that ruling on hold as Planned Parenthood appealed to the Supreme Court. The legal battle continues, but Arkansas at this point is allowed to enforce the law. That's a big win for us people who don't like Planned Parenthood and their abortions. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Oh man, I hate going down this road. You know, there's a number of things that really bother me. I'll just sort of vent right now. This thing about abortion bothers me because these are American babies being aborted. Now, I know we can go off on the thing about all the different things about... I've got another article I'm going to probably share with you, but all the different things going on with the abortion racket. And, of course, trafficking in human flesh and slavery, the children thing. I mean, you know, we had this thing pop up over the weekend, pictures of children in cages. And everybody said, children in cages, unacceptable. These are immigrants, illegals. And, by the way, they have rights, too. And everybody's just jumping and screaming at Trump. Guess what? That picture and others, a lot of others, not just that one, but a lot of others, of kids being chained up. Well, I mean, put in chain fences and compounds. No, not chained up. That's not what I meant. I'm chained in compounds. You know, put in these chain link fence places to stay. Okay, turns out the pictures are from 2016, 2014, when President Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, and what were we doing here on Agenda 21? I'm not a happy camper. Because, you know, we've been pounding on this table for how long? It's 2018, hello? Since 2010? Hello? Yeah, hello, are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you with me? So you see, it gets really frustrating. What's really gets frustrating with me is back in the day when I was involved with schools intimately, I dealt with this kind of stuff all the time. That which springboards my other conversation I was having with somebody else. You know, hopefully you can remember it. Follow me around here. Having a conversation about sex trafficking with children. It was last Friday, and I happened to run into somebody who does that for a living to bust it up, break it up, and so on. And very seldom, you know, I don't know. I guess wherever I, you know, I've been specially trained in this. I've helped to find missing children. I've done a whole lot of things in my career as an educator. And sometimes people even call me out of the blue, can you help us find my child? And, you know, but to run into somebody who's really, really deep into it, it was it's a privilege and an honor for me to have had the conversation with them, and I consoled them. But we both agreed that one of the toughest things that we have in life, and this person does it hands-on all the time now, is dealing with stolen children and children that are put into sex slavery. They're being pimped around by adults. And then when we try and do something about it, nobody responds in law enforcement. Anyway, we just talked about how tough that is. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, relaying to you conversations from the weekend. I hope everybody had a really good Memorial Day weekend. I really do. Got to be with your family, friends, and celebrated the memories of so many people who have kept us so free. And also, the thing, though, that to note is, what are we doing about it now to preserve our freedoms and our liberty, right? What are you doing about it? You know, I do something about it every single day. And I would hope that you do something too. It's just all of a sudden this new California thing has just like really taken off. It's like, hello. Never really imagined that it would really take off like it has. So I mean, it really is taken off. And I don't know. It's going to end very well for everybody. And Donald Trump is he's the guy who's doing it all. He's doing it all. Okay, so. a couple of things. What is going on with Donald Trump? And what is going on with some of the stuff that's happening right now? I wanted to bring you this because I haven't done too much talking about the Trumpster, if you will, and what's been happening with the witch hunt. And I can get into the details like you can't believe. And I got other details that are absolutely not being reported about any of this stuff with Donald Trump, as many of you do know, and some people. Like when you know, like we'll go out and we'll have we'll read the grievance today at 11 o'clock. Hits him really, really hard. Not Trump, but of course the deep state actors in California. Listen, a lot of people don't know that the deep state actors in California are just as deep state as what we have going on over in Washington D.C. As an example, a lot of people don't know how active John Brennan is in Northern California in particular. And the natural resources capabilities of Northern California. And juxtaposition that with Ukraine. Now, I just threw something out. It's just this nuclear bomb. People don't know what John Brennan's around doing around Northern California. I do. A lot of us do. We're watching. We're sensing. We're seeing what's happening. We're seeing policies being changed and laws trying to be. All because of the activities of John Brennan, who's also doing similar things in the Ukraine. There's a big money pot right here in California, of course, for some of these national globalist actors, right? International globalist actors. A big money pot. A big money pot. That's what's going on. And now, kind of said that, sort of laid that little nuclear device out there. It just went up and we're like, wow. This is kind of the struggle that's going on all around the world. It's not just, you know, in California. Any place around the world with natural resources, which is like everywhere, the globalists have figured out they own, you don't. And they're going to take possession of it, you won't. They think, you know, this whole thing, think globally, act locally, United Nations Agenda 21, is what they have to live by, and they're living by it. And when they get in positions where they have money and so on, and power and authority, they will act. Now, of course, the problem that they did not figure on was Hillary Clinton not being elected. And I've talked about this ad nauseum, and you've heard by everybody. This is the real problem for them, because now you've got somebody, the bull is running loose in the China closet. That's what's really happening. Trump's out there. Uh-oh, hello, they didn't plan on this. And it's having a major effects all around the world. Now, in the long run, it's going to be good for everybody. The leftists don't understand that. Of course, they're completely of the other ilk. And by the way, those of you that have a very poor memory of history, the leftists in this country, naturally what they want to try and do is continue the so-called witch hunt of Donald Trump. So they think that they're really going to try and get him impeached or whatever. That's not going to happen. By the way, it's not going to happen for a number of different reasons, but it's certainly not going to happen, certainly in this election cycle. And what's happening is there's a great sense around the nation, it's certainly here in California, where the conservatives and the liberals even have actually started to join forces to push off. And I mean this. Now, when I say liberals, I'm talking about not the progressive liberals at all, what would be known as progressive liberals. I'm talking about liberals that in many places around California, as we've discovered, have come over to our side. They're saying, we don't like it. They were Obama voters. They were Hillary voters. And they're going, wait a minute, there's something wrong. And a lot of them, the demarcation here in California was the June 7th primary in 2016, in which Bernie Sanders got slapped around. Now, we're coming up to the June 5th primary, and the candidate to be slapped around by this great monolithic totalitarian system of voter fraud that we have here in California, that person is going to be Travis Allen. But because, you know, by all stretch of the imagination, he should be the outright winner, hands down, of everybody, even over Gavin Newsom. Everybody knows that. I mean, the guy goes off and draws hundreds of people at his speeches. And, of course, what happens to John Cox. If you didn't like John Cox, that guy. I'll say it many times. I'll give him all publicity. No one likes him. Yet, of course, by all stretches, now I don't want it to happen, and maybe it won't. Maybe they're hearing me out there, the people on the other side say, well, we shouldn't cheat on this election. We should let Travis Allen win. In fact, we'll let him take the, we'll let him be the governor. Just keep it square. That's because we don't want to show people how corrupt we truly are. Well, their strategy is not that. And I believe they're going to show themselves and all their fraudulent behavior on June 5th, just like they did it June 7th in 2016 with Bernie Sanders. I am not a Bernie Sanders fan. You know that. I think, you know, absolutely. But listen, I do say this. I've always said this, and you know I've been I appreciate the fact that Bernie Sanders is a honest socialist totalitarian. He's already tells you right up front, I'm a socialist. This is the way things ought to be. Hello. Okay, as opposed to, you know, the sneaky, schmarmy ones, slime balls that are out there that use all kinds of different tactics to take you over and destroy your life, right? Take everything from you, which, of course, is exactly what they want to do. And, you know, including your belief in God. See, that's a big demarcation right there between the totalitarians and us. Free market capitalist exceptional Americans. We believe in God. Oh, what a concept. We believe in Jesus Christ, God. You know, we're Christians. And many other religions as well that are deeply thought out, deeply serious about, that don't want to commit violence or anything like that. They jump right into the United States where they fit in just fine. But if you are a communist, if you are an atheist, and you don't believe in anything, any element of what God might produce, it's the government that's God. It's the government that gives you everything. And you don't control a bit of it. Now, one of the aches and pains that comes from that, of course, is how do we disarm the public, especially in a country such as the United States, and ban weapons? Have everybody surrender? Can you imagine? Listen, I got news for California. And they're passing more gun laws, more bans in California. But it's not going to work. People are going to ignore all these, and including the sheriffs. I talked to many sheriffs. And what I get from them is they're just not enforcing those laws. They're not about to. I wonder how many large capacity magazines have ever been turned into sheriffs. I can tell you that a couple counties I know of, because I talked to the sheriffs, they wouldn't take them if they brought them in. Hello? You know, and how many bullet buttons are... This is the kind of stuff, ladies and gentlemen, that totalitarians do. They think they're being so sneaky by restricting your gun rights, and they go to extremes. But it just doesn't happen. We come up to a break. We come back from the break. We're going to talk about this witch hunting that is going on by the Democrats, the Demorats, or whatever you want to call it, the Democrat, the left, the progressives. And keep in mind, I really don't think that the common everyday Democrat, again, really goes along with this witch hunt business, because they know there's no there, but they think they've got to complete it. They think they've got to complete the play, you know, as they'd say in football. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things happening there. We're going to be putting in a lot of information for you, swamping you, and building up our delivery system. Anyway, okay, the witch hunt continues. The witch hunt, the witch hunt continues.
One of the president, when he was president-elect, has been the Russian investigation of the Mueller probe. And the president, for over the last 4 months, has taken a different tact. He's going after it, saying, this thing's got to stop. It's hurting everything I do, and it's certainly a huge distraction. Financially, it's destroying a lot of the people that support me. He just tweeted this out. The 13 angry Democrats, plus people who worked 8 years for Obama, worked on the Russia, rigged Russia witch hunt, will be meddling with the midterm elections, especially now the Republicans, stay tough, are taking the lead in the polls. There was no collusion except by the Democrats. And his referral, of course, is the fact that the DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign paid for the steal to get information on any Trump dealings in Russia, which gave us the dossier.
But as we talked about, I mean, who Bob Mueller has hired has undercut his credibility. All these high-level Democratic lawyers to go after this president in a way that looks like it's partisan, whether it is or not, has been effective to muddy the waters and show that this is something they're trying to prove an end state without the evidence to begin with. And where it'll go, nobody knows.
What's
but it never ends.
Well, when you think about the dossier, it wasn't verified. How did they get the FISA warrant for all of this? It makes it, the Democrats, their narrative was this president colluded. So throughout this investigation, it turns out there might have been an informant or a spy. There were definitely informants. Were they spies? What's the difference? We'll talk to Kellyanne about that.
Mm-hmm.
Was there someone embedded in the Trump campaign, or were they people that just came up to, you know, some of the people on the campaign trail at the bar and tried to ask them questions?
Right. We're going to talk that with Andy McCarthy. He's got a column in the National Review today. He's going to be joining us in about 10 minutes to talk about the spy, informant, mm-hmm. and the role that he might have played.
Well, anyway, we might get a little glimpse of that here. It's interesting. We're getting at that point where everybody's sick and tired of this whole thing. And the tide is turning, clearly. And, you know, never in a the history that I know of, and I go back to Watergate, have you seen a special counsel where the president has gone after him, taken this tack? That's what's unique about Trump. He's taken the track, the tack, to, what he's going to do is going to go after these people. He's going to go after, he says, hey, look, you guys are accusing me of something that's not true. I'm going after you, and he's putting it in the public square, which is, of course, the appropriate thing, in my opinion, don't you think? Yeah. There's no reason why. Absolutely no reason why a person who's being put under the political scrutiny of something like this can't go after these folks and say, look, there's something wrong with the investment. There's something wrong here. How many people are in jail because they didn't have the capability to do this? And look at all the people that have been helped out, the Trump people have been associated with Trump, who have been charged and lost their life, income, their everything about them because of this reckless, absolutely reckless and inappropriate investigation. That's what Donald Trump is saying. And that's exactly what he's pushing back. And what's really funny is that some people know that that the role that myself and a couple of other people played in getting information to Donald Trump during the campaign, and pretty good, actually, is what it was. Pretty good information, and it played out nationally. It did hurt Hillary Clinton. There's no question about it. But you know, we were doing something that we thought what was happening was the appropriate thing to elevate to somebody who was a candidate to make it to show that the other side was being really, really, really terrible. And we did. And we put it out there, and we're glad we did. And we know that this has been something that the Obama administration thought, where'd they get that information? Well, we got the information from just sources just sussing it out, basically, research about what they were doing. And that's why that, I think, prompted a lot of this. And so they were left wondering, and again, I know the details behind all this, but they were left wondering, well, it had to be collusion somewhere. Of course, I had an interesting read of some documentation that came in over the weekend about this. And sure enough, especially when it comes to John Brennan and John Brennan's visit in March, I believe it was, of 2016, to Moscow, which sort of said to myself, wait a minute. There's a relationship, there's a symbiosity that's going on here between John Brennan, the visit to Moscow in 2016, the Ukraine, and Northern California. And so we started to suss through the details. And also what was going on with, you got it, Vladimir Putin. Now, why the heck was Vladimir Putin bombing the snot out of ISIS? Which was a big problem for the Obama administration because they thought, oh, no one knows about us giving funds to create ISIS. No one knows about us doing any of that kind of stuff. Except for a few people. And it must have come from the Russians after all. See, that's where I think the collusion actually started, or they thought it was collusion. Some sort of informant from the Trump campaign passed information on to Vladimir Putin, which wasn't even a campaign then. And he started bombing ISIS because why? ISIS was hurting Russia. And it was the United States of America who created ISIS through Obama. There was a problem with them understanding where that information came from that went to Vladimir Putin before March of 2016. In fact, between July of 2015 and March of 2016. Well, that information came from, well, something I sponsored called the Liberty Tour, in which we featured Scott Bennett, who explained in detail in 48 minutes. And we put it up on YouTube, and Vladimir Putin saw it and started bombing the hell out of ISIS. And Obama had no idea where it came from, didn't know what hit him. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so a little bit of humor. This is Roseanne Barr quits Twitter after offending with statements about former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett and Chelsea Clinton. Okay. You guys ready? Here we go. Roseanne Barr went into emergency damage control mode after sending out a politically charged tweet linking Chelsea Clinton to liberal donor George Soros, and a racially charged tweet saying former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett, who is African-American and born in Iran, is like the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. You know, with Twitter, you can't say it all. You have to, lost in translation. Come on. The letter led to an almost immediate mea culpa. And a vow to never tweet again. Mia Copa. I have a dog named Mia. And the other one's called Copa. I apologize to Valerie Jarrett. and to all Americans. I am truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. God, that just makes it worse. No. I should have known better, forgive me. My joke was in bad taste, she tweeted. After writing, she was quitting Twitter. Another one bites the dust. And all I can say is, you go, girl. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. It's happening. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.